Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know we're having an awesome, a fabulous, a marvelous time. You know, the thing about it is you have to let your light shine no matter what's going on in your life. You know, the question of the day, an afternoon or night, wherever, depending on where you listen live or listen to the archive, the Ask Dr. Renee question is, Dr. Sunday, and I get this question all the time, I get this question more frequent nowadays because, of course, if you look at the media, social media, just the television, radio, a lot of things going on. And they said that the question is, Dr. Sunday, what do you do when you go through a hard time? What do you do when you go through a difficult time? And then, first of all, the young lady said, well, that's the first question. Well, Dr. Sunday, do you go through that? You always have all this energy. You're always excited. And so, anyway, I actually had to let her know right up front. You know, the old people used to say, greater the unknown, the greater the devil, or greater, whatever they used to say. But the more things you do, the more chance of having a distraction, okay? The thing is, you have to, and this is what I gave her back. I said, first of all, I have learned, number one, it's a process. Yes, when I was younger, I actually probably said some things I shouldn't have said. I had to repent and go and actually forgive this to the person. I had to kind of make whatever's wrong, make it right. Now, if you heard me pray, I always say that because a lot of times people, one, they do know what they're saying, and two, sometimes they don't know, or they just really don't know how to handle a situation. We just pray that we have matured enough. If we say we're adults, that we don't do that, okay? But the thing is, you have to have the right perspective of a thing. You know, you can't go by what's on television. You can't, and I'm a media personality. You know, I love being on TV. I love doing my radio show broadcast. But there are some genuine, compassionate, and consistent media people out there. And I told you, you always have to show what's inside. And that's what I tend to do on a daily basis. I smile all the time, but because I have to have the right perspective of a thing, because I know I am in my purpose, right? And then the thing is, I want to help somebody else in their purpose as well. So the whole thing starts with the right perspective. If I have the right perspective, guess what? My body will respond to whatever my head is thinking and whatever I'm letting inside of my head, okay? Because where the head goes, guess what? The body will follow. And that's in your church, that's in your corporation, that's in your small business that you have, that's even with your kids. They do exactly what you do, don't they? Amen? But that's what the answer to that question is. When a difficult situation comes, because it will come, okay, some people in it right now. The thing about it is you got to step back and look at the man in the mirror and make sure you have, a good perspective of a thing, okay? And if you need to talk more about it, you know how to get in contact with me, okay? But this is what we do here at Good Deeds. We do help you shine your light to the world. And your light is your dreams, goals, your passion, your destiny, the reason you were created, that thing that makes you burn and make you tingle inside. We help you share that message with the world. And that's what we do. From all the things that we do, from the television, the radio, the publishing, me speaking, even from the pulpit, that's what I still do. I speak life into you because that's what we're supposed to do, right, as leaders. But we don't want to delay because we have a powerful young lady here with us today. Her team has always been on point when they've sent us information. And we just got to actually have your pen and paper because you want to contact her because she has a lot of things that's going on, and we want to actually make sure we reach out to her so we can support her. And guess what? Also get the products and services, right? But she has an awesome business. One of her businesses is Elliott Knight Professionals. I just love that name. I just love it. But we want to welcome without a delay, and properly, I'm actually pronouncing her name right, but she's going to get me right, Ms. Tavona Elliott Clark. Welcome to Good Deeds.
Hello, hello, hello. How is everyone doing?
Good, great. Thank you so much for taking time out and being here with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a blessing. I'm so excited to be here and just ready to just shine life into somebody else's life.
Wow. I just love her voice. It makes you want to listen, right? Amen. But tell us, you know, a little bit more about yourself and the awesome journey that you have in your life.
Well, I am Tavana Elliott Clark. Some people also know me as Lady V, the one and only. I always say that on my show, too. So I am a author, first and foremost. That's my passion. I love to write. I just dropped actually two books back to back, The Reflections of Me and The Unmeritable. I am also a manager of many. We do all artists for Elliott Knight Professionals. Helping authors and musicians, painters and photographers and makeup artists, models, you name it, we help you. That's what our job is, because we want to see you take your brand to the next level. And then, of course, I am also the owner of Fast Life on the Move Radio Network as well. So, you know, I do a whole lot of things. I got a whole lot of hats, you know, and a wife, and my job is never done, but I thank God for having the opportunity to be able to see every day, especially, you know, since I suffer with lupus. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but I do suffer with lupus on a daily basis, and it's never easy, but I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be able to see it and try it over again. Even if I fail that day, at least I can get up, dust myself off, say, Lord, give me the strength to make it and do what I love to do, because this is what I love to do. I love to be able to just tell my message, my story, and help other people share their stories with the world, because we all have a story.
Amen. I want to ask this, because it's amazing how God do that. We started the show off talking about difficult situations. And you know, me being an anesthesiologist as well, I have seen patients with lupus in the early stage just getting a diagnosis. I've seen some that I actually have to, you know, administer anesthesia for a procedure or surgery. And, of course, I've seen them on the other end with chronic pain. Talk about that a little bit, because I think, and you know, I'm going to just be real. The audience know I'm very real and transparent. Afro-American women, when we're affected with this, a lot of times our kind of brothers don't understand what we're going through, because it truly affects the top of your head to the bottom of your feet in a way. Talk a little bit more about that, because we need to know a little bit more of how, you know, I mean, even if it's okay to share how you became aware that you diagnosed, and kind of help us how you take care of that, you know, how you deal with that on a daily basis, and you continue to walk out your purpose.
Man, I love to share that story. I was actually diagnosed in 2010. Of course, my dad, who is lupus run, is hereditary on my dad's side. And of course, he had told me 3 years prior to that, but since I'm so pigheaded and stubborn, I was like, no, I'm good. You can't tell me nothing. I'm all right. I feel good. And it was. I had started getting real sick, and for a whole year, I literally was throwing up every single day, and I was having this chronic pain, and nobody could tell me why, what was going on, and I was just suffering. And, you know, my dad kept saying, you need to go to the doctor, and I'm just like, oh, it's not bad, because I don't speak certain things into existence. So, you know, I feel like, now you can't tell me I got lupus, because I don't. Well, the doctor said, yes, you do. This is the reason why you suffer, and this is the reason why you hurt so bad. This is the reason why there's days that you cannot get up out your bed and function. And for the black men, being a married woman, it has been hard. It's been very hard, because it's just been recently where he actually understands the pain that I have, that I go through. And what happened was, we had to spend some time apart. And he was laying in bed one night, and he was by himself, and I was, you know, and I was by myself. And, of course, I was having an outbreak, and I was in so much pain that I was just in tears, because it just hurt so bad. And he was like, Lord, just I just ask you, you know, he kept praying for me, you know, just take that pain away from my wife. You know, I don't know what she goes through. I don't know what she feels. I don't know how to handle that. I don't know what to do. Well, when you ask God for certain things, he will give you what you ask for. And as I was having my pain, God made him feel the pain that I suffer with. And for him to have to go through that, he was like, I never, ever will ever make you feel less than a woman. I will never just ignore the fact that you don't hurt, and I will never push you to the point where I see you in pain, but it doesn't even bother me. I still need, I still need, I still need. And now he doesn't. Whatever he can do to help, he helps. Like, now is I barely even have to lift a finger to do anything. And I'm grateful, you know, that I now have the help, because you have to have help when you're sick like this, because lupus, it's an immune disease. It makes your bones hurt. It makes your skin break out. It makes your hair fall out. It makes you have a nervous condition. Sometimes you just shaking and you don't even know why. You just shook. So it's a condition that we suffer with, and just be, you know, and when we have our good days, we have our good days. You know, we literally take those good days and push it to the ultimate limit, because we already know we don't get too many of them. And so when we do, we enjoy those days. And a lot of people look at us and they say, oh, you don't look sick. No. I make it look good because God gave me the strength to make this look good. But trust, amen, there's days that I look like I feel.
I totally understand what you're saying with that. And I said that because I know a lot of times we do communicate different than males, but women, because I look at my mom, and she can endure pain, Lord have mercy, but my dad could stumble his toe, and you know, he's about to pass out. So a lot of times,
okay,
men don't understand what we go through as ladies. You know, they think we should just keep going. But let me ask you, because the reason I ask you that, because now the wonderful things that God and I'm going to say gifts that God has given you and entrusted you with, now you actually can help so many other people share their story, as you said earlier, and also whatever gift God has given them, you can help them blossom that.
Correct, correct. A lot of people, they want to write, they want to tell their story, but they don't know where to start. They don't know how to start it. They don't know where to begin. And we have a lot of vanity companies out here, and I was duped by one in the beginning. When I very first started, I was out of $2,600 that I really didn't have, but I put it in because I believed in me. And I gave all this money, didn't get the product that I wanted, didn't have the opportunity to really share it and get it out. 6 months later, they closed their doors.
Wow.
I had no books. I had no nothing. And I was like, I felt lost. I felt like, what do I do? Where do I go? Who do I turn to? Where do I go now? And God said, you learn your craft and figure out how to do it on your own. And so I did that. So I took 3 years learning my craft. Even though I was still helping people, doing what I do, still writing, I was learning my craft. From all the people who didn't want to help me that I was reaching out to, I was sitting back in the cut watching. You know, watching how they did things, watching what they did. I was learning the business. I was learning how to make my own brand. And because I wanted, my dream, my goal was to help other people not get screwed over, because this business is so treacherous. And I wanted to make sure that people had a fair opportunity. And they didn't have to worry about if I spend my money, will I get the product or will I get the assistant or will I get this that I'm asking for if I'm spending my money? If I'm working hard, will I be able to do these things? And so my job is to give people their opportunity to blossom for them, not for me. My job is just to help. I'm just a helper.
Mm-hmm.
It's your brand. It's your product. And just as much as you take pride in your product, I do too.
Amen.
I want to make sure that it's the best. And I won't let anything go out my door unless it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I
teach my people.
You know, I teach my people how to be a good, how to do good interviews. I show them how to do good, how to write better. Because every book that you put on, that you sit on my desk, should be better than the last.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get better. I don't want you to just be doing this just to be doing it. And, oh, I got an editor, she'll do it. Oh, I got a this, oh, they'll get it. What if something happens? And it can't. What if you get somebody that, what if you do sign a major deal and they're only going to do certain things for you? But because they want a certain type of writing, but you don't give them that potential. I don't want to see you do that. I don't want to see you fail. I want to see you succeed. And the only way you can succeed is, there's a guideline, there's steps that you have to follow. I had to learn that too, because in the beginning, I started writing for the love of it, but part of every new author in the game, we always want to, I'm going to drop my book and I'm going to sell millions and I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be Steve Harvey and I'm going to be I'm going to be Zane and I'm going to be, Terry McMillan. No. I will not tell my people that they will at all. That is not, you have to work hard to get to where they're at. It's not going to overnight success.
Oh, yeah.
It's one in a million. And I let them know that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work hard. And if you don't put in the work, please believe, ain't nobody going to do it for you.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm.
So
you said that. That's so powerful because, you know, me being a publisher as well and a best-selling author, people ask me all the time how did, especially with a collaboration book, which is pretty rare for a collaboration book. God number one, and we burnt the midnight oil, as they were saying. But I'm glad. I want to point one thing out that really made me feel so happy inside. You say the great thing when people come to you, you think about the whole gamut that they actually will be faced. But because I tell people writing the book is the easy part, but I'm so glad you do give them the skill set of what to do to make the book successful, and then also help them actually, because promotion is, that's a whole nother subject, but you actually tell them how they actually can have their books and talk about them, that people can understand what they're saying about their book on radio, because that's amazing. Because the thing is, people don't realize, okay, you're not turning on the switch to see me. You have to catch my thoughts by your voice and what you're saying. So I'm like, wow.
Right, and a lot of people don't understand that, there's key things that you can say that can turn your audience off. There's key things that you can do, your tone, your voice, your structure, just the way you carry yourself. All of that plays a big factor in, will people listen to me? Will people want to go buy my book? Will people even want to go buy my product? Period. Because we all have so many journeys in life. And some of us, we do writing. Some of us also do writing. And, they have other businesses and stuff like that they like to do and enjoy doing. And we try to make them prepared for the overall business, for their overall brand. Because like you said, you can put a book out there all day. That doesn't mean that it's going to sell.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. And people get so disappointed, and they think about, you know, they become weary and well-doing, but no, that you have to, you know, quitting is not an option, because, you know, your book is actually going to help somebody, because they feel like they're all alone, you know. And
right.
So I'm just so excited about what God has entrusted you with. And then the thing about it with the artists and the different authors, you just put them out there, and I just love it. I love it.
Man, thank you. I want to see them all do good. Any author, any artist, whatever it is that you want to do, I say go for it. All you can do is do it. If you don't believe in you, please understand, nobody else is going to believe in you either. You have to make the first stand. You know, God say, you take one step, I'll take two. But please don't think that it's just going to come and knock on the door and say, here I am, I'm your big opportunity. You didn't have to sow anything into me. You didn't have to do anything, but here I am. It doesn't happen like that. You have to beat the streets. You have to work. You have word of mouth. You have to, you know, talking and beat people's doors down. Like, you know, I send out emails all day long trying to get up me and my people on radio shows all the time, or different interviews in different places or different events. And a lot of people, they won't answer me. They won't, you know, but I will continue to email me, because email you, because one day you will say yes. You'll say, this lady right here, she is. Who is this Elliot Knight Professionals? I need to know, because I got 100 emails from her. Yes. And I was going to send you 102.
I'm not laughing at you, but I just love your persistence. I'm not laughing at Lazy Dove. I'm not laughing. I just love her persistence, because that's what it takes.
Yes, it is. You know, you really have to do that. Like, you know, I don't want people to feel like if you get one no, then, oh, I'm not good enough. Because believe, I felt that at once upon a time. I felt like, yes, I sold all these books in the streets, but I can't get any books to sell online. Why? Yes. Oh, then when I started selling them online, then it was all these up and down reviews, up and down reviews, up and down reviews. So it was like, it started making me question me. But then I had to understand, every review, whether good or bad, is a good review. Because if you don't take those reviews and make yourself better, then what are you doing it for? If you ain't in it to win it, then you need to quit it. You know, don't give up on you. Win, because you can win. You can win. I know you can win. I believe in. I tell my people all the time, I believe in you when you don't believe in yourself. That's why I push hard.
Wow.
I push them to the ultimate limit. And I let people know, if you cannot handle my truth, if you cannot handle the fact that I'm going to push you, then Elliot Knight Professionals is not for you. Because I'm going to push you. We are going to push you to your max. Because you deserve it. You deserve it. It don't have anything to do with us. You.
That's right.
Individually.
That's right.
Deserve it.
Mm-mm. I just love it. You got me just, you know, you got me jumping for joy. This is what I want to ask you, because people are actually inboxing me, asking us a couple of questions. What did I say earlier? It's all in the voice and how people perceive and perspective. But are you taking new clients? And if you are, what type of clients? And also, I'm going to throw this question in there. What should they have, you know, before they actually contact you, and of course, where can they contact you?
All right. Well, yes, We're always taking people, always. Our doors is never shut. They're always open. If you have a dream and you want to live your dream, come to Elliott Knight Professionals. We're going to help you live that dream. We never shut. We take everybody, all artists, painters, authors, musicians, photographers, models, whatever you do, if you're an artist, come to Elliott Knight Professionals. We're going to get you in the, we're going to get you there. And if we can't, we're going to fight trying. We're going to fight trying together. That's what we're going to do. We going, but we will help you, you know, to answer that question. You can find me personally at Tavana Elliott Clark. That's spelled T as in Thomas, I, V as in Victor, O, N as in Nancy, A. I always have to spell it out because I know it's a crazy name. But Tavana Elliott hyphen Clark. Or you can find me at Lady V, the Madam Queen Pen, on Facebook. I'm also under Twitter, under Fast Life Management. You can also find me on Fast Life on the Move or Elliott Knight Professionals. You can find us at www.elliottknightprofessionals.com. And you can see all the artists that we have on our roster right now and what they're doing and everything. And some of them, we just got some new people that just came in and they're getting their stuff out. All you have to do is have will. You have to have want.
Wow.
If
love
you have
it,
those
two
things,
mm-hmm.
and dedication. You have to, if you have those three things, we'll take you. Because we can't have anybody that don't want it. Because if you don't want it, we can't give it to you. And you have to have the will to want it. Because we can't give you the will either. And, of course, you have to be dedicated. Because
mm-hmm.
we're dedicated
mm-hmm.
Every client. No
wow.
client gets left out. No client gets overseen. No, none of that. We have monthly meetings with all artists. We have a whole family meeting because that's where we are at Elliott Knight Professionals. We feel like we're family.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Amen. Wow.
And my doors are always
spirit.
Open.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, my doors is always open, you know, for business, friend, just if you just need to talk, understand, because I get it. A lot of people don't know that mental health is an issue. It's severe, just
mm-hmm.
as severe as lupus or severe as cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have some type of mental issue.
No.
And sometimes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
You know,
no,
we all
I'm
have
laughing
something.
At it because I'm in the health field. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're saying is even if you have a fear can get you down. So the next thing you know, you got an anxiety and or a depressive component.
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
So don't look down on people thinking schizophrenia. Now, we ain't talking about that. We're just talking about the strongholds that actually is holding you back from walking out your purpose. Amen?
Amen. Woo. Amen. And you need that. So, and sometimes we just need a push. We just need a little
mm-hmm.
extra push.
Mm-hmm.
We just need a little extra guidance. And sometimes we just need somebody to just listen.
I mean.
No judgment.
Yeah, I just love your spirit. It's just amazing. It's bubbling over. And actually, my team just let me know that you're in the wonderful city that I come to a lot. So I actually will for sure use some of your people because I just was there a couple of months ago, and I had to get a makeup artist within 2 hours. We found one, and she did an excellent job, but now I don't have to worry about that, so I'm just jumping for joy.
Amen. Yes, whatever y'all need, we got. I'm talking about from motivational speakers to authors to poets to musicians. Like, you know, it's crazy to say this, but we even had male entertainment. You know, they're not with us anymore, but
okay.
we've had them.
So mm-hmm. we accept everybody. If you have a dream and a will and a business to do what you do and what you love to do, come to Ellie and Knight Professionals, EMP. That's what we call it, EMP. You know, we got you.
Wow.
Whatever you
well,
need.
We're going to actually be very supportive of you and the things. If, you know, if we can do anything here at Good Deeds or myself, you know, please, please don't hesitate to let us know.
Thank you. Thank you. We definitely appreciate that. You know, we appreciate the love and the support. We appreciate the opportunities, you know, for allowing us to come and just share our message. We thank you. We appreciate every opportunity. Because
oh,
we need
well,
people.
Thank you so much.
Like you, for sure.
Oh, thank you. But thank you so much for being, one, of course, and your purpose, and also thank you for being a guest here on Good Deed.
No problem. Thank you for definitely having me. I greatly appreciate it, you guys. Make sure y'all go and catch us on the website, and you can find us at Elliott Knight Professionals. And thank you so much, Dr. Renee. We greatly appreciate it. If you don't mind, before I get out of here, can I just give them one more inspiration?
Yes, please.
So this one, actually, I always like to send my people out with one good thing, and this one is called My Life, and it's actually coming out of my own personal book called The Reflections of Me, Living My Life Through Poetry, and you can find it on Amazon.com or CreateSpace. It's in ebook and or Kindle and paperback. So it's called My Life, and I wanted to read this particular one to give everyone out there that's struggling to give them just a lift, okay? When you look into my life, what do you see? Eyes full of mystery, a life of luxury. I hate to disappoint you. My life, I can barely bear. What you think you see is not there. I'm just being me, smiling through the pain, loving through the hurt. My life isn't what you think. I'm just being tough. Skin so thick, you can't cut it with a knife. Mind so sharp, like a thief in the night. My life is like glass. You can see straight through it. And you wonder how I do it. Giving all grace to God, I will continue the path I'm on. Living right, standing tall, and putting up with it all. If God meant for me to break, he wouldn't have built me this way. My life is not grand, but here is where I stand. Pushing through each day, pushing through the pain. Trying to figure out how to live a better way. Striving to live life abundantly, as God said we could. Striving down this path of life, keeping my head held high. My life isn't all glitter and gold. It's what I'm living for. I'm determined to live a better way. Life is too short to worry about the next, when you can live your life like the best. Don't worry about how I live my life. I can only live life for me, for I have only one life to live. So, EMP, baby, thank y'all so very much for this opportunity.
Aww. I love it. I love it. Ooh, lasers. Ooh, thank you so much. That was powerful. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
No
problem. That was powerful. I love it. Ooh, well, ladies and gentlemen, oh, my God, you're going to – I know you're going to play that this replay. We're going to have it up pretty soon. Really listen to the words that she said in that poem. Oh, my God. And we will have all of the contact information. We'll have it on our website, social media. And please, you know, just check her out because this is powerful. And more of her people will be coming to share the amazing thing that they do in life. But, you know, if you want to get in contact with us, any advertising, sponsorship, the publishing side, if you need me to – if you need prayer, you need inspiration, you know, anything with the nonprofit organization, you need something to eat, hey, we can find a resource for that. And please go to our website, which is www.renee, which is R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. Please remember, if you do have a calling, you have a reason, one, you were born, you have a reason you're still here right now. Do the three things I always say. You got to believe, you got to trust. And you got to walk it out. You got to what? Don't stop. You got to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.